Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Man, here we go. You know, it's a little bit like going back in 60s TV.
And this is Planet Rick with Rick Astor.
As we pull abreast and get into low orbit, the Governor General of Planet Rick greets us. That would be the head of Legally Armed in Detroit and Rick's Firearms Academy. That would be Rick Astor. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening to you, man. How are you doing on this fine day today?
I'm probably going to be contrary today.
Contrary? What do you mean contrary?
Well, I see a lot of people. Are you going to Richmond, Virginia?
No, I'm not, man, but it's not for lack of desire. You know,
I don't think you should go.
No?
I don't think anybody outside of the state of Virginia should go.
You know, I was just in Virginia, you know, this past week.
That's right.
And, you know, it was on the back of my mind, you know, the entire time that I was there. And just following the local media and some of the conversations I was having with people, you know, in the hallway, you know, about things that were going on, man. And, you know, it's like you really don't know exactly how bad the situation is going to get. I hear there's some pro-gun people that are going to have a rally, and I did catch a headline that they're putting some emergency protocol into place where they're telling people that they can't carry guns while they're demonstrating and meeting. And
well, what they're doing is they're saying that white supremacists, white nationalists, and militias, and they're saying militias are coming to take over and storm the state capitol. An armed paramilitary group is coming in there. And what they're doing is by doing that, in my opinion, they're painting with a very broad brush. And anybody that shows up from out of state that is not a member of Virginia and is a Second Amendment advocate becomes a white nationalist or a militia member or whatever else. The other thing I think they're doing, because of them banning weapons, I think there's also sort of setting them up for Antifa. But they're trying to invoke the memory of Charlottesville into this. So,
you know, it's really unfortunate that they're coming down with these heavy-handed, you know, restrictions on their First Amendment right, and then telling them that they can't carry, I guess, in advance to whatever anti-gun agenda they're trying to roll out eventually. But I think that's going to make the situation worse. You know, the fact that they're trying to bring in the so-called, you know, militia people and use them as the boogeyman is also, you know, is deceitful, and it's really disappointing. You know, we have militia people who are affiliated with militias all over the country. As a matter of fact, we have a few here in Michigan that hold gun rights rallies at our state capitol, you know, on a couple of, you know, times throughout the year. And I've actually joined them and spoke at their rallies, man. There's nothing about those people, you know, about members of militia that's of any concern. So, you know, I guess they're trying to paint them in an unfavorable light, for one, and then two, trying to use them as the boogeyman as if they're going to be, you know, inciting some violence, you know, which is also very misleading and deceitful. So,
yep.
You know, it doesn't surprise me, man. You try to take away, you know, someone's right, you know, and now we know that guns are front and center in the crosshairs, and any old excuse of it.
Yeah, I just think right now at this particular moment, I think Virginia needs to have a a moment of reality because they voted these guys in. And the ones that didn't vote, well, when you don't show up to, and I mean, listen, you're an activist, you know, if you're going to have an activity where you are trying to make a change, whether you're standing up for rights or whatever it is you're trying to do, you got to have participants, right?
Yeah, you know, and I think what that whole Virginia incident or circumstances is really letting us know, man, is letting us know, putting us on notice that just because you think you are in a pro-2A state, you know, regardless of where it is, regardless of your take on, you know, the general mindset of the gun-owning populace, you can't take anything for granted, man. Never take anything for granted. You know, I've taken that viewpoint here in Detroit, man. We have a pro-gun legislature, you know, the governor who just got in office, you know, this year. The thinking is she's not pro-gun, in fact, that she's anti-gun and wants some anti-gun legislation. But if we have both houses of the legislatures pro-gun, some people are like, okay, well, you know, we're safe. And I'm like, no, you can never assume that you're safe regardless of where you live and looking at the politics of your legislature. Every single time we have a gun rights rally, man, at our state capitol, I'm there. Yeah, I was just at a local rally here in Detroit maybe a month ago, man. It was some local anti-gun people who were running for office, and they let it be known that an anti-gun agenda was some of the things that they stood for. Well, I called together a field trip is what I call it, where me and a bunch of my pro-gun friends and fellow gun owners, and we actually attended that so-called anti-gun meeting, and we waited for them to go through anti-gun speaker after speaker after speaker. And then at the end, when you have, you know, your moment of time for comment, you know, I made sure I made it up to the microphone, and all of my pro-2A friends made it to the microphone. And one of the surprising things we found out, man, was that the vast majority of people who were in attendance at this meeting, you know, that was organized by some anti-gun folks, they were pro-2A, and they owned guns. But see, that's the whole, that's the moral of the story I'm getting to. No matter where you are, no matter who's organizing the meeting, you still have to show up to ensure that both sides of the issues are discussed and that the pro-2A side is heard, man. You got to show up no matter what. You have to be there. You have to show up.
Yep. And, I mean, Virginia didn't. 60% of the voters that could have voted in that stayed home.
And they didn't. You know, when your foe is someone who is a billionaire and he's not shy about giving money to various different anti-gun interests, and if you're not showing up to have these conversations and to have these debates, and you're not showing up to vote, you know, because of, you know, history and how people have predominantly favored guns in Virginia, you still have to show up, man. You have to show up. You have to debate these folks, even though we hate what their opinions on guns in the Second Amendment. We still have to show up each and every single time. Every time.
They're never going to give up.
They're never going to give up.
They're counting on us giving up.
And we shouldn't be afraid of them never giving up. The whole point is that we should never give up, and we should never rest back on our laurels and say there's no way in the world they can beat us even if we don't vote.
Well, I tell you what, I have bogarted your time enough. I just wanted to. I'm pleased you're not going to Richmond, not because I didn't. I know wherever you go, you're going to be effective, but I didn't want you to go because I don't know what's waiting. And I'm afraid it's a bit of a powder keg. You hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. We're right now on the surface of Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and when we get back, we're going to find out what's on his mind, because he is first and foremost a urban self-defense instructor. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and we are currently on Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and I took up way too much time. What are we talking about this fine evening, sir?
I had a very interesting experience, not unlike in times past. You know, I do a big, giant women's event every year, so there's always at least one opportunity when I literally have hundreds of women, you know, in attendance for training. But this was my regular, normally scheduled concealed pistol license class here in Michigan, and I had a group of 10 women that registered together. So along with my other attendees of the class was mostly women, mostly middle age, you know, my age bracket, you know, 50s, you know, people who aren't necessarily starting families but are either grandmas or probably will be a grandma soon. And a lot of them have never owned a gun, but they wanted to take on a more active role in their personal protection. So one of the concepts that came up that we talked about at length during the concealed carry class was about guns in the home. And particularly, you know, we focused on kids and guns. And as we really had a good discussion about guns in the home as it related to children, man, we really went and did a deep dive in that class we did this past weekend, man. And so I was like, you know what, since I'm so invested, you know, based on the inordinate amount of time that I spent discussing it, I said that would be great food for thought for this week's Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Kids and guns, man. Kids and guns. Now, okay. You're from the South, so there presumably are some differences regionally as it relates to guns, right? So what has been your experience with guns in the home when you were growing up? Were guns just afterthought? You know, that part of the country in which you live is part of your identity, you know, down south?
Well, I mean, when I went to school, we used to see, you know, as a senior in high school, I'd see guns and gun racks in the high school parking lot. Because okay. the students that were hunters would hunt either before or after class.
Mm-hmm.
And, shotguns and rifles were the most part. I shot a handgun for the first time when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes one of those, it definitely was different when I had children, but I still try to acclimate them to the fact that I had guns.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they couldn't find them, even though they didn't know where to look for them, even though they couldn't, if they knew where they were, they couldn't have got to them, but they knew that I had them and they knew that I carried them. So, I mean, right. it was just a matter of fact for them.
So for this class that I recently conducted, man, that had a lot of women in it, you know, we really focused in on guns in the home and did a deep dive. And as women, you know, I don't want to say necessarily stereotypically, but by and large, they were rather curious as to my thoughts about guns in the home. And I certainly get it and understand why, you know, a woman would want to have a gun. I mean, especially depending on the individual characteristics of the woman. Maybe she lives alone, you know, or maybe she has children. There were some women who were in the classroom. They had never entertained the idea of actually getting a gun and being a gun owner. And that changed when, you know, they had a child, you know, and they realized the gravity of caring for that child. And they say, well, gee, I feel this way about guns, but maybe now I'm willing to have a more balanced approach to guns and to firearms. And that whole conversation just broadened, man. And I was telling them that there are some things about guns that you probably are not even aware about. But since we're talking about kids and guns, and we're taking an NRA class, you know, one thing that I wanted to start the conversation with was about the NRA's Eddie Eagle program. For those who aren't familiar with it, this is a program that, you know, the NRA founded. You know, it uses an eagle, you know, as its mascot to dispense a lot of gun safety advice for parents or guardians who have, you know, children in their care and in their custody. And, of course, if you've been in the gun movement for a while and you heard about 80 Eagle, you're probably familiar with 80 Eagle's four rules of what a kid should do if they come into contact with a gun, either at home or some other place. I'm going to put you on the spot like I normally do. Bill, do you know the four 80 Eagle safety rules for children?
I do not. I'll just tell you that right now. I do not.
Ah, well, that's great, because here's an opportunity for me to share.
Okay.
The four rules are very simple.
You got 2 minutes. Children. 2 minutes. Give me four rules in two minutes. Go.
I got it easily in 2 minutes. You should, A, stop. Two, don't touch. Three, run away. Four, tell a grown-up or responsible person. This is very simple. It's very easy to understand and to grasp. And I might add, the NRA's 80 Eagle program has this cartoon animated feature on its website that does a really good job of explaining that to children and to parents of children to view it together and to check it out. So, yeah, put that on your to-do list. Check out the 80 Eagle video at eddieeagle.nra.org.
Yeah, I never took an Eddie Eagle class, so I had never heard those before. But my youngest child just turned 29, so
okay.
He might be a little bit beyond Eddie Eagle at this particular point. that's a luxury for me.
Well, you know, a lot of times, at least, you know, here locally, if you watch the newspapers close enough or the online media sources real closely, sometimes bad things happen when adults, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, come across a gun and never had gun safety training and they have a negligent discharge. And sometimes, unfortunately, people get hurt. So gun safety is not just for children, Eddie Eagle, it's also for adults.
Well, let's hang on for a minute. We're on the surface of Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and the topic at hand is your children, your house, your guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House managers are continuing to present what they call a mountain of evidence that shows President Trump abused his power. Congressman Jerry Nadler claims there has never been a president who abused the office like Donald Trump has.
No president has ever used his office to compel a foreign nation to help him cheat in our elections.
The New York Democrat also saying that the president put his personal and political interests ahead of the U.S. national interest and betrayed his country. World leaders are being challenged by Vice President Mike Pence to join the United States in fighting Iran and global anti-Semitism. Pence said today in Jerusalem that they need to confront and expose the vital tide of anti-Semitism around the world. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow fell 26 points. to end the day at 29,160. The S&P was up 4. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This boy, you know what? I don't have that. So let's talk to Rick Ector from Planet Rick. Some habits die hard. All right. So we've gotten the Eddie Eagle thing and everything. Let us continue on. I'm sure there's more to it than just that, right?
Well, yeah. You know, if you think about guns and guns in the home, you know, and I've talked to a lot of people from our generation, man, and believe it or not, you know, our generation had parents and they owned guns and they had a very simplistic approach with respect to guns and the kids. They didn't necessarily secret them away. It was, in fact, an open secret, if at all. But this was the era when parents raised their kids a little differently than we do now today. And they had a talk and said, hey, the gun is there. Don't you ever touch it and don't you bother it. You know, they didn't live in an era in which we live in today, man. I mean, you just think about guns. I mean, everywhere. You can't get away from seeing images and sometimes negative images about guns. I mean, it permeates our entire society. You're talking about video games or TV shows, commercial films, even cartoons are exceptionally violent with gunplay, comic books, and you know what? The internet and misinformation from the so-called cool kids at school, man. There's a lot of information that is approaching and willing to program your kids about guns with negative imagery, man. And I think this is the time for us to be proactive. I think instead of hiding the guns and making it a secret and hope they never come across them or find a way to get keys and find access to guns, I think we should take the opposite approach, right? I think we should be open and transparent. I think that we should share with our kids that we are gun owners. And when it's appropriate, that we start indoctrinating and inoculating them, man. When we go to the gun range, take them to the gun range with us. Let them see us actually operating the guns, of course. You know, and might even want to take a very open and transparent, you know, approach. Maybe if you have a very straight talk with your kids and say, hey, these are not toys, they're nothing to be played with, but if you're ever curious about them, you know, I'm willing to let you see them and supervise you with these guns in an effort to remove all of the mystery from these guns. They're just a thing. And these things, yeah, you shouldn't have unsupervised access to them. But when you get older, it's perfectly normal for you to want to be a gun owner and do adult things with guns. For example, you might even grow up in a home that hunts. Phil, what's the minimum age for hunting in your home state?
I have no idea. Probably with adult supervision, there probably isn't one if you can pick up the weapon.
And that's probably the case. I didn't look up the information for your state, but, you know, curiosity got the better of me, and I said I wanted to do a deep dive for today's segment and actually get a decent understanding of youth and guns here in Michigan, man. There is a mentored youth training program for kids under 9. There's no lower limit, but for a $7.50 fee, that kid can be with you as you teach them about the great sport of hunting. They can hunt turkey, deer, small game, and get this, they can even fish. And if they get 10 years of age up until they're 21 years of age, they can get an apprentice hunter license. So at least on an official level, most states recognize that there's a proud American tradition of hunting. And let me ask one very pointed question about hunting, particularly deer. Deer hunting is very popular here in Michigan. If we did not license hunters to hunt deer, what would happen to the deer population?
It would probably be decimated, and it would probably be it would go bad for the deer. They would be overhunted. Am I right about that?
You know, it would not be a good situation for deer if we did not hunt. I mean, obviously the population would skyrocket out of control. There'd be too many deer, too little food, and the vast majority of them will find themselves migrating to urban areas, and we've seen that here locally in the state of Michigan, where deer have wandered out from the forested areas and started encroaching on the heavily populated areas, and they obviously pose a hazard to us, to our vehicles, to normal people, and two, they actually face a serious threat of starvation if their populations get too high out there in the wilderness. Makes you want to just go out and get a hunting license, doesn't it?
Well, I know that that's part of the management of the resources, because they have to be culled. I mean, they can't be right now in certain areas of New York. I think like in the Hamptons or something, they're having a deer issue, or they were, because they don't allow hunting in that area, right? So now they're having to hire hunters to go in there and try to cull the herds because they got too many deer in the place. So, yeah, it can get sort of out of hand.
One of the things that we're finding about hunting in general is that there is starting to be experienced a drop in the number of hunters, particularly here in Michigan. You know, we recently tried to, you know, cut into, you know, the deficit budget-wise by hiking up hunting fees. And then, of course, you know, the age of hunting-age men, you know, the number of men that are getting licenses are going to decrease as we pass on to, you know, the other side, man. And we have to do a good job of getting a new batch of hunters trained up and licensed. And we can start with these people as soon as they're under 11 years of age with proper supervision. But one thing that I want to focus on the next segment is some really good rules to have in place in terms of having a conversation with you and your children as it relates to guns.
And while we're waiting on the next break, why don't you tell everybody how they can find you and what you do and all the things that you have done and you got coming up? And
well, I am Rick Ector, Chief Instructor of Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit. I'm a firearms trainer. So if you're interested in getting your concealed pistol license or you're interested in taking part in some of our pro-gun activities, by all means, reach me on the internet. You can find me, Rick, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R. I'm either at legallyarmedindetroit.com or Detroit DCW, or just Google my name, Rick Ector. You can't miss me.
In addition to that, do a search on Google for Rick Ector TV appearances. Rick has had some, he's had some doozies with some real yahoos before, and they'd be sort of entertaining in a way if they weren't just so sad. So, Rick has been plying the trade for quite some time. And of course, as Rick's, all of his social media, just check all that out. It's a very rich, deep field. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Rick Ector from, we're on Planet Rick right now. So here we go. Final go round in this rodeo tonight. So where do we end this one at, sir? There, boss?
Right. Like in the class I taught this past weekend, it had a lot of women in the class. And obviously we spent probably more time than usual. But it's usually very appreciable in terms of guns and kids, man. And you know what? As a new prospective gun owner, you know, women are curious about guns. And sometimes, you know, they delay making the decision, even though they may be head of household, you know, might not be a man in a home. But they're concerned, especially when we look at the news media every night. We see some of the atrocities that happen both locally and across the country. And so my approach has been to be a responsible gun owner and to be a responsible parent. You know, start off by having some very open, serious, and frank conversations with your children about guns. You know, well, how early is too early? You know, I don't think it's never too early, but I think some of the communications and the talks that you have with them should obviously be age appropriate. You know, the thing that you want to get them to understand is that they're not toys. They're not something to play with. They're definitely not something that you want to impress your friends with. As a matter of fact, if they ever go over to their friend's home and someone shows that they have access to a gun or they start playing with the gun, you know, Eddie Eagle definitely comes into play here. Stop. Don't touch. Leave the area. Tell an adult. Don't be in the area. You know, guns are not toys. And just part of that whole theme of guns are not toys and really stressing the kids the importance of being safe with guns. You know, I'm really a strong proponent of gun proofing the kids, man. Take them with you to the gun range when you shoot. When they get old enough, you know, as a parent, you'll be the judge there. Age appropriate calibers in a safe, supervised environment. You know, remove the mystery and just get them to understand that it is a tool that has a very limited purpose. But when it is needed, it's the only tool that will get the job done. And, you know, just realize that my friend Kim Blanchard says all the time, you know, ignorance kills, you know, eliminate the curiosity, be open and honest and frank with them, introduce them to gun safety, introduce them to shooting, And you know what? You will probably do a very good job of reducing this desire to play with guns and wanting somehow to take guns to school or be silent if another kid brings guns to school. And, you know, one of the interesting things as part of getting ready for this show, man, I did a quick search on kids using guns at home to defend themselves. There are a lot of stories out there of kids home alone, we're talking in the 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old age frame, who have actually successfully used a gun in the home to defend themselves while they were home at long. I'm sure you've seen some of these stories, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And
this one, what?
That's a pretty good indicator. I, you know, like the 14-year-old who knew how to operate an AR-15, I thought that was pretty good.
Right, there's a lot of adults who don't know how to operate and load an AR-15. But, you know, yeah, I'm looking at this one particular story, man, that really caught my eye today, man. It was about, you know, this Orange County, North Carolina kid. You know, this kid is only 12 years of age. He was home alone. Obviously, you know, well-mannered kid, you know, knows how to stay home alone and not get into trouble. Well, someone had the idea that the home was vacant. And some of the local bad guys thought that they would break into this home thinking it was unoccupied. And you know what? As I read the story, I was like, one, you know, this kid is obviously has a level of maturity about him such that he could handle the information about guns being in the home and not being sufficiently curious to want to play with them because the parents did a great job of removing that curiosity. But that kid actually retrieved the foam firearm and actually used it successfully to defend himself against a bad guy and hold the bad guy at bay until police actually showed up. So you actually would be surprised at what can actually happen if we use education, training, and communication with our children.
Well, not really. But I see what you're saying. I understand what you're saying because I understand the value of that kind of thing. But they one of the things they're trying to do, and I'm sure you know this, they're trying to stigmatize all of that, aren't they? Like well, if some kid's out there and he's got a Instagram page, and he posts right. A picture of him on the range or something, they will. His school will come after him in some cases, not in all cases, but in some. We've seen that happen a few times. They're constantly
I've come across a few of those stories, man, where a kid is at the range, you know, with parents under supervision at a gun range, just enjoying the sport of shooting. If that kid was to post a picture, say, at a range or a short video of them actually shooting in a booth at an approved target and say they post it on their own personal social media page. There are actually some school districts that will take disciplinary action against that child under parent supervision, engaging in illegal activity at an approved place. It is the most unfair thing I've ever heard in the world.
That's still a fight to be waged, but I don't know how it's going to work. The education system is horrible, what they're doing to kids nowadays, and the propaganda that is portrayed out there with the mainstream media and everything. Most children, I ran into this. You might find this interesting. I talked to a grandparent who has a grandchild who is afraid of being shot in school. And I explained to the grandparent, I said, well, you know, that's a 1 in 614 million chance.
Okay.
Your grandchild has a better chance of being struck a couple of times by lightning in their lifetime as opposed to being shot in school. because we don't stay in school all of our lives. I mean, you know, we move to different schools as we go. And she told me, she said, yeah, but they have got the teachers have got them scared half to death. And then I understood.
Yeah, I guess we just really, truly underestimate the influence that our children and that whole educational school environment, how much influence that they really have over our children. You know, despite some of the negative events that have occurred in our schools with bad guys, whether they're actual teachers or students or former students who are the actual culprits who are doing these bad things, you know, it's still a relatively rare occurrence. But one of the great things that I'm seeing that's happening as a consequence is that a lot of school districts are becoming pro-protection. They are actually putting plans in place to defend those teachers and to defend those students in our educational institutions, man. And I think it is a positive development. Because I believe one of the reasons that attracts these bad guys or these sick people to these places such as our schools and other educational institutions is that they historically have been viewed as anti-gun, and there'll be no one there to actually confront them and make them stop. So I see it overall as a positive development, man, but I think it's absolutely shameful, you know, in the case that you mentioned, that our schools and our teachers are just terrifying our children and giving them unrealistic expectations that they're going to be shot at school. I think that's really sad.
We have run out of time. We will do this again very soon. Thank you, sir, for joining me this evening. Planet Rick.
Thank you for having me. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Coming up next is a next class in 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.